And joining us this morning, our friend and author, Robin Parrish. Robin, an American author and journalist specializing in Christian fiction, best known for the Dominion trilogy, Relentless, Fearless, Merciless, which explores themes of good versus evil in post-apocalyptic setting. With a background in journalism, a passion for storytelling, he often blends action, suspense, and spiritual reflection. He has a brand new book out called Infusions of Faith, and he joins us now. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Fred. That was really good. That was a great sum up.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for joining us. We're excited about your new book, Infusions of Faith. And I want to talk about that. But first, I think it would just be great for maybe you to give a little bit of background to our listeners about what you've been doing for the past, 20 years in writing books and fiction and what your passion is.
Yeah, you said it yourself, my greatest passion in life is storytelling. But I started out as a journalist because it's very hard to start writing novels and just getting paid for it, which doesn't really happen. Any novelist out there, just about any novelist out there, unless you're consistently a bestseller, you just don't make a living from it. So you have to have something to fall back on. So I went into journalism, which turned out to be great on the job training as well, because it really honed my writing skills. And when I was ready to finally jump into fiction, I found that I was really ready, that my skills had improved greatly, and I kind of felt like I had a much stronger handle on story and plot and characters and all of these things and how they work. But yeah, for many, many years I was a journalist, and now I write books for a living.
And many of your books are fiction, but you have written a nonfiction book called Infusions of Faith. What inspired you to create Infusions of Faith? And tell us a little bit how it differs from what you've done up to this point, your other works.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Everything that I've done to this point has been a novel, a fiction, but that's where I feel like my strengths are. But, I have struggled to come up with an elevator pitch for this book, because it's not an easy one to describe in a few words. It draws from newsletters that I wrote many years ago, most of them from a website that I was editor of called Infuse Magazine, which has some connective tissue to WJTL, by the way.
Yes, it does.
And I wrote probably hundreds of newsletters, and I found that they had the greatest value when I added personal stuff, added in some, you know, extra content that you couldn't get anywhere else. So I would write like little devotional things and encouragements and a lot of very personal stuff. I wrote personal stories from my own life and tried to find things in there that people could relate to and draw lessons from. And when all of that went away, I kind of put all that stuff aside. And then a few years ago, my mom asked if I could dig those out for her, because she felt like some of those were some of the best things I'd ever written. And I was like, sure, you know, her birthday's coming up. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, that's a good idea. So I, you know, started digging them up, and, you know, I don't know why God made me this way. Sometimes I wonder, but my brain just doesn't do anything small. Every time I get an idea, it just grows and snowballs and it builds, and then I get another idea that builds on top of that, and another one, another, and it gets to be this monstrous thing. And that kind of is what happened with Infusions of Faith. It started out as just a collection of these newsletters, and as I was reading through them, I realized that a lot of them I had more things to say today. In hindsight, some of them are as old as 20 years, and I'm a little older and wiser, I like to think. And some of them I just wanted to offer more background information on. Some of them I wanted to give updates on. Some of them just wanted to kind of expand on with new information, new knowledge and wisdom. And from there, I decided to fill in some of the space in the book with Bible verses. So I put out a call to my extended family, send me your favorite Bible verse. And I got loads of them and started putting them on these pages. And then I was like, I need to, like, you know, art this up a little bit. I need to give it something cool. And I started putting together with these really vivid, eye-catching images that I was putting together with a little AI help from Adobe. They have an app called Adobe Firefly that's really cool. And it was just like this this wide open photographer's playground, basically, where I could decide on everything, you know, the composition, the angle, the lighting, anything and everywhere that I wanted to put something I could. And that became a thing. And then so you've got all these writings, and you've got the Bible verses with the art. And then in the back of the book, I added some stuff, because, you know, because my brain wouldn't stop. And I was like, well, why stop at newsletters? You've written other nonfiction. So I added some bonus features in the back that I think I'm not going to talk about, because they're deeply personal, and I think you will get more out of it by reading it on your own and discovering them.
We're talking with our friend and author, Robin Parrish. He's written a new book called Infusions of Faith, Fuel for Your Journey. It is available online, right, Robin? Where can folks find your book?
It is exclusively at barnesandnoble.com. You can go there and just search for Infusions of Faith, or you can go to my website, robinparrish.com.
We're going to talk more with Robin coming up in just a bit, and we'll find out more about his new book, so stick around.